XL102, Richmond's Alternative Rock, and it's happening Monday. We're talking about Miracle on Broad Street 2018 featuring Judah and the Lion. And I'm joined right now by Nate from Judah and the Lion. What's going on, bud?
Hey, just kind of hanging out, relaxing a little bit, getting ready for this weekend. How are you?
I am doing awesome, and I'm going to ask you a question that's on everybody's mind. When can we expect the new music?
Oh, man.
He's like, no, not that question to start.
Very soon.
Very soon? 2019-ish, right?
Yeah. We're getting ready to kind of roll all that out. Just finished up, got masters back about a month ago, and so we're making the plan happen and figuring out all the loose ends and how to tie them up, and it's coming soon. We're very, very excited. Can't really be more specific.
It's quite all right. So what is that process like for you guys when you go into the studio and you start recording an album?
It's looked kind of different every time. This time around, we got to spend about 4 months in the studio as opposed to on Full Cup and Roll. And the past few records, we did like a week. So this one just allowed us to really kind of open up and try things and practice and just really explore and run down ideas that we wanted to try. We did it in Nashville here, broke it up, like did 2 weeks on, 2 weeks off. 2 weeks on, just to really kind of allow us to sit with everything and make sure we liked it. And Judah did a really fantastic job with the lyrics this time around. And not that he hadn't before, but he really kind of went into a whole another level of depth here that I'm really, really proud of him on. And we kind of got to do the same thing with the music side. And so turned into this really special project that we're super pumped on. And, I guess you would hope that you'd progress. Any band would hope that. But we really feel like we matured and grew up a bit and can't wait to share that with everybody.
Did I hear you say you had a week in the studio last time and 4 months this time?
Yep.
How frantic was that week, just having a week to get all that done? I mean, the album was awesome, but I mean, that's quite a tight time frame.
Yeah. I mean, it was kind of all we knew. It was all we could afford. And so we didn't really know what it was like. But some of the differences, I guess, were, for making a banjo part happen, we might start on a song in the morning for Full Cop and Roll. And, we have to do 2 to 3 songs a day. And so it's kind of you. All right, Nate, go in, record your banjo part. Everyone's listening to you while you do it. You got like 20 minutes.
No pressure.
Everyone's giving you live feedback and maybe you don't like what they're telling you. And it just becomes a sort of, kind of frantic, stressful process. And sometimes it goes easier than that, and you've had your part figured out for a little bit. But this time really allowed for those moments of, like, each of us on our respective instruments or ideas could go really flesh them out for hours or a week or even longer before having to record their parts. Like, I didn't play any banjo on the record until halfway through. Like, we kind of laid down all the drums and a lot of other ideas, and I really wanted this time to be able to sit with the music and make sure that I was playing the right part rather than just making sure there was banjo on the song. Like, I really got to make sure that everything felt like I wanted it to, and Judah got to do the same with his vocals and the lyrics, and just really every single detail this time around was more thought out and patient, and we had a lot more ears on it in the studio to kind of support and encourage, and but also having the space to try things before anyone gave you feedback.
Yeah, that's got to be kind of awesome to, like, after you were so frantic doing the first album, which was awesome, but, like, this has got to be, I'm actually really looking forward to this, because if you could do that in a week, I can't even imagine what you guys can do in 4 months.
Well, we're super, super proud of it and thankful that we got that time, and it's been fun dreaming and scheming and showing it to our team, and can't wait to see what happens with it. And I think specifically the live show is what we're most excited for. We've always done that, thinking about what this would translate to as a live performance, but this one a little bit extra. So a little bit extra intentionality, and there's more songs than normal. And so I can't say it enough. we're pumped.
Yeah, I can imagine. I wonder how many people actually go in the studio and they do record a song and they're like, oh, we can't play that live. That's probably way too difficult to play live.
Well, and it's happened a lot before, half of our record usually I'm like, wow, we're not going to play that live. And it might not be because it's too difficult, as opposed to just, we like to kind of have a really exciting, uplifting experience. And some of the songs that we write don't always lend itself to that. And not to say that every song on this record is a banger, but it's definitely crafted in more of a way that we made sure that it would fit. So I think every song on this record has a really cool potential opportunity for a live version, and there's also more story to this record, so things kind of go together more, and so yeah.
No, I get it, man, and I'm really looking forward to when that record comes out, and you guys are going to be in town on Monday, Miracle on Broad Street 2018, night number one. You guys are the headliners. Are you guys excited to come back to Richmond?
We can't wait. It's been fun getting to go there. We didn't play there as much, I guess, when we started, for whatever reason, but we've gotten to go back quite a bit in the last 2 years, I think, and it's been a really, really cool city for us, and that venue's awesome, so we love hanging out. People have been amazing, and y'all have been so supportive, and we're so grateful for that, and yeah, just really looking forward to it.
Matt, we look forward to seeing you Monday night. Thanks so much for joining us, Nate.
Absolutely. Hope you have a great rest of your day.